Who wants to be a millionaire? Most of us would like $1 million. Even the companions, they went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said that the wealthy ones went far ahead with rewards. They go for Hajj, they go for Umrah, they give donations. So even the companions knew the value of being wealthy, and you can do so much good by having $1 million. But the thing with $1 million, or the currency, its value is only relative to the time and place. So if you take a currency of a certain country and you travel and you go to another country, that currency may not have any value at that new location. Whereas that currency in its previous location can buy a lot of goods and materials. And so the currency only has value based on its time and location. We're in a constant travel towards the hereafter. And in the hereafter, the currency changes. Where in this world, the currency is actually money. The currency in the hereafter changes into something else. And that currency is deeds, our actions. So if someone has a problem with us in the hereafter, which was not resolved in this world, and they want to exact their right from us, we're going to have to pay them, not in dollars, but pay them by giving them our good deeds. And if we don't have any more good deeds left, we're going to take their evil deeds. So it makes a lot of sense to resolve all issues that we have in this world before we'll be bankrupt in the hereafter. And so tonight, our love to be a millionaire, there are many ways in how we can be a millionaire in the hereafter. I want to give one way of how we can be a millionaire in the akhirah, meaning have a lot of deeds. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama ma'al imami hatta yansarifa, kutiba lahu qiyamu layla." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about the Taraweeh prayer that if someone stands with the Imam in the Salah until the Imam leaves, it is written for him that he has prayed the whole night. Can you imagine? This 1 hour can equal 10 hours of praying, which is the night, the whole night. And so some people who pray 4 rak'ah and then leave, if they would only wait 10 more minutes and pray the other 4 rak'ah, they would get 10 hours of prayer. But those 10 minutes are so important because they can either cost you 10 hours of worship or make you gain 10 hours of worship. And for some people who pray the 8 rak'ah, but then they leave before the witr, they haven't prayed until the imam has left. So they lose out the reward of praying the whole night. Some may say, but I don't want to pray the witr with the imam because I want to pray tahajjud later. That's not a problem. You can pray witr with the imam, and when the imam says salam, you can stand up, make one extra rak'ah, and your intention is not to pray witr, but you're praying behind the imam, so you can pray witr later on. Or you can pray witr with the imam, and if you decide to pray later on, it's not a problem. The only issue is that you can't have 2 witrs in one night. But you want to pray witr with the imam until he gives salam, so you get the reward of praying the whole night. So 1 hour equals a whole night of prayer. Well, we said millionaire. So how can we double this? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone prays the Isha Salah in Jama'ah, in congregation, they get the reward of praying half the night. And if they come back and pray the Fajr Salah in congregation, they get the reward of praying another half of the night. So you're 1 hour here, and a few minutes when you come for a Fajr, every 1 hour you spend here plus a few minutes can equal 2 nights of worship. This is how we become millionaires. But true millionaires are people who are not always working. They make a one-time investment, they put some hard work into it, and then they get passive income. They sit back and just manage on a high level, and they have residuals and passive income comes in. That's true entrepreneurship. So tonight, I'll tell you how you can get passive income and be a millionaire in the akhirah. One of these nights, we're in the last 10 nights now, we've entered the last 10 nights. One of these nights is going to be Laylatul Qadr, which is worth 1,000 months. So imagine if you're doing that 1 hour worship, which equals 2 hours, you multiply that by over 1,000 months, that's a lot. But to get passive income where you don't have to even do that 1 hour of worship and get nights of worship, is this way. Today, tonight, you tell at least 20 people, and there's so many WhatsApp groups, you can share this, that whoever prays with the imam until he leaves, they get the reward for the whole night. And the Fajr and the Isha prayer, another night, you get two nights. You share this with 20 people. Every night you come here, you spend 1 hour, you get your reward of 40 nights. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Addalu ala al-khayri kafa'ili." The one who shows someone how to do good or directs someone to do good, he gets the reward of them doing it. So every time they're spending their 1 hour, it goes into your account. Now you take those 40 nights, every hour equals 40 nights for you. You hit Laylatul Qadr, it's times over 1,000 months. You're on your way to becoming a millionaire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.